It's been raining here in LA, on and off for the last few weeks. The ground certainly needed it. Green is springing up all over the place, covering a lot of the charred mountainside from the fires earlier this year. What does this have to do with parenting and love in 2018, the theme of this podcast? Well, perhaps life follows nature. It's spring. New life. Regeneration. Hope. It's My Unconventional Life. Green.
I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness and this is My Unconventional Life. It's a podcast and it's a journal, and in a way it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully it's an honest, unapologetic and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful and positive self in the world, sponsored by no one. Every week I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, as a lover and as a friend, and occasionally discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. But ultimately, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today?
I read Mark Manson's blog again this week. I think I mentioned him before, maybe he quoted some of this stuff. MarkManson.net. He's a super solid guy, guru, life coach, who writes a blog and some books about life and love. Very cool. Anyway, his latest blog is called How to Grow the Fuck Up. A Guide to Humans. It really struck a chord with me. It talks about the stages of development in human psychological development. It talks about how as a child we pursue simple pleasures irrespective of the world around us until we realize that we can't do that. And we only stop doing what we want to avoid the immediate negative consequence, i.e. if we eat all the ice cream in the freezer, Mum gets mad at us and spanks us. So we learn not to do that because we don't want to be spanked. But when we get to be an adolescent, we learn to adjust our behaviour because of bargaining. We learn that doing certain things gets us positive things in return. If we do our homework and get good grades, for example, our parents might give us more pocket money or allow us to stay out later. And in a way, that is preparing us for the world, because that does seem to be how the world works, right? I mean, you go to work and do a job you probably don't really enjoy, so you get paid money to do the things that you do want to do in your life. But the problem with that is that if you live your whole life that way, there's this inbuilt sense of resentment. Because if you have to bargain to get love and to get friends, you feel deep down an anxiety like if you stop doing your side of the bargain, then they will too. Perhaps in a lot of cases that's true. But this is where most people stay, apparently, and arguably is why we lead such anxiety-ridden lives as adults. And I'm guilty of it too. I'm not trying to say otherwise. But what Mark says in the blog is that to truly be an adult, you have to modify your behavior because it's the right thing to do. He said it's better to suffer for the right reasons than to feel pleasure for the wrong ones. Or perhaps more importantly, to not suffer for the wrong ones. It's perhaps the notion of living for short-term pleasure versus long-term peace. I know it's not as simple as that, and I'm not doing a great job of explaining it, which is why I suggest you go to his website and read it yourself, markmanson.net again. But back to my original point, I'm reminded of that famous marshmallow experiment, where they put a marshmallow in front of every kid in a classroom and left them there and said that if they wait until they come back, that they'd get another marshmallow. But if they eat it before, they'll only get that one. Then they timed to see how long the kids would wait. And then they followed these kids into their adult lives and found that the longer the kid had waited to eat the marshmallow, the more successful and fulfilled a life they led as adults. Now, I know that is simple bargaining, but it speaks to how in our society, delaying gratification can have really big positive effects. Trouble is, I'm great at delaying gratification, yet I'm truly not at peace. I think that's because it's not quite so simple. Or moreover, and fuck, I think I've just realized this. I'm not great at delaying gratification when the gratification is the avoidance of conflict. And that's why I suffer from it so much. Shit, I just had an epiphany. I can suffer by not having stuff that I want easily. But making someone else suffer for not having something they want now, I'm not good at that. And where do I get that from? My parents, largely. Wow, what an insight. Anyway, the ultimate point of his blog, I think, well, to me at least, was that it ultimately feels like shit if you have to bargain to get everything you need in life. And this is where most people stay. As a true adult, though, you should do what is right, irrespective of return. But with that comes a big risk, that you won't get what you want, that people won't love you if you don't do what they want. But if you do what is right, I think the right people will. I'll let you know if I ever get there. I'm going to try and just be okay with people telling me or thinking that I'm a cold, callous person just because I speak my mind clearly. Gulp. Anyway, I had an interesting conversation with one of my Lyft drivers this week. He was in his early 20s, and when the topic of parenthood came up, he told me that any anxieties I might be having can't be as bad as his situation. He told me how he was originally from New York and met a girl from LA who was visiting friends there, and they got along, started a long-distance relationship, but he got her pregnant. So she moved to New York, but hated being away from all her friends and family, so moved back to LA, and then he gave up a promising job offer to move to LA with her and live with her family. A couple of years later now, and the baby's been born, but they're fighting all the time. He's moved out because he couldn't get on with her parents, and is now driving 60 hours a week with Lyft just to be able to afford his rent and see his kid a few hours a week. It really is a sad state of affairs, isn't it? Certainly does tug at your heartstrings. Makes you think, why as a society do we seem to fail so often just to find peace and happiness in our lives? The comedy side note of this story is that he told me, as he was weaving in between cars at 80 miles an hour, that he'd only learnt to drive a year ago, because when he lived in New York, he never needed to drive a car. I guess that's the thing with rideshare. It's kind of like Forrest Gump and a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Anyway, we had the baby shower this week. Aerie's best friend did an amazing job setting it all up at Aerie's place, cooking and doing all these frog-inspired crafty stuff all over the place. Really was wonderful and a cool, really fun time. And it made me smile as well, thinking how my little joke about calling my son Frog has turned into this. We went to our final prenatal appointment this week with the midwife at the birthing centre. My mum Skyped in at the same time too. It's really cool. She seems super excited about the whole thing. And she told us about some of her experiences going through childbirth with me and my sister. And she's coming over with my sister and brother-in-law this week, actually, and hopefully should be here to see the birth. It's an exciting time. Aerie and I are going to see the therapist one more time before the baby is born, but we've largely pushed all the relationship and money conflicts to one side for now, and we'll have to readdress them, I know. And I know that won't be an easy conversation. conversations. And that putting it off is exactly what I'm talking about in terms of avoiding conflict, being the opposite of delaying gratification. But for now, I kind of want, I think we all want, to just focus on having the baby and getting settled. Hunkering down, preparing for Froggy. I'll see you next week. Well, that's another week gone, and everyone a blessing. Every day, every moment. So I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. Drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions, and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are and whoever you're with, be kind to yourself and to others. It's perhaps the simplest way to make the world a better place. Yeah.